Workers at a Starbucks in northern Indiana voted to unionize over the weekend. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports that by creating Indiana's second union Starbucks, those workers are set to enter a bargaining process that has been contentious for many locations nationally.
Workers United, the union representing almost 300 Starbucks stores nationwide, announced 16 of the Valparaiso location's 21 employees voted to unionize late Friday. The vote comes a month after the workers announced their intent to unionize. At that time, organizer and barista Reagan Skaggs explained workers struggle to make a living despite $15 an hour wages.
We don't get a paycheck worth 40 hours. We get a paycheck worth 30 hours or 20 hours or 12 hours. And that's a lot less money to work with, even at $15 an hour.
Starbucks pushed back in a statement claiming they give workers many opportunities to pick up extra hours. This vote comes about 7 months after a Clarksville Starbucks became Indiana's first to unionize. Workers there say they still don't have a contract because the company refuses to negotiate in good faith. Starbucks denies that. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.